It says Sunday morning, September 24th, 2023. It's about 6:45 a.m. and I'm on a little walk. It's about an hour and a half round trip, and I am in the last half hour descending to my rental. Well, what can I say? So, yeah, these blogs are mainly about Kundalini, or the absence of, or the inversion of. You know, that's what will be, or should be, noteworthy about my experiences. All this other stuff is just, I don't know, it's fluff, it's context, it's somewhat irrelevant. So yeah, last Saturday, I made an entry, a voice memo entry, and kind of, you know, talking about how I had, through one means or another, had been able to carve out a little more space from my etheric body, and that's pretty much of that's been gobbled back up again. This morning I awakened to, a light pain in my hips and knees. And right shoulder, actually some left shoulder. And for like a half hour last night, I just felt a, like around 2 a.m. or something, like a cloak. A layer of etheric energy kind of enveloping, or at least at the front of my heart. And my heart registered a mild pain. And what I haven't posted it, but I have a written journal entry where I discuss this more. But it's, I'm not sure. Yes. Coming up on almost 2 weeks ago, I did get in, you know, almost 3 days of fasting, and in a work week. And it was a combination of that and a deep frustration, perhaps on her part. And then I don't know what that led to. I'm kind of thinking she had sex with her boyfriend, her old boyfriend, the one that she broke. I've written about that because I was a party to that. Unfortunately, you know, like, what was it? You know, 48 orgasms in 45 hours, or I forget how many hours they were copulating, but it was at least hourly over a 2-day period from a Wednesday afternoon to a Friday afternoon. And I think it was around noon on Friday that his solar plexus fractured. And there was an extraordinary glee on her part. Oh. And and it's not wicked, you know, I don't know what I'm enabling or justifying, but my take is that it's not, you know, it's a survival, you know. If a woman needs a man to survive, then you might as well control him, you know. You know, if you absolutely desperately have to have his allegiance and subservience, or at least devotion, then yeah, take him by the nethers, or whatever that's called, you know, that region down there, and own it. And he was, she, on an etheric level, was able to do that. And you know, you hear, there's various musics, you know, music songs and stories written about women who have come to own their men. You know, these are epics. These are legion. These are, you know, testament to what's possible in a male-female relationship. But in any event, this guy, I don't know, I don't know. See, what I'm trying to get to point to is, I'm not sure what it, the distance in terms of, you know, the type of extraordinary pain and enveloping of my joints and this brutal, ownership of this body that was becoming much more, that was just worsening. And that broke, that stopped. And so that, as a result of what I don't know, on my end, I know that I fasted 3 days. On her end, what was it? Was it just a cessation of the effort? Because I, you know, then that would tell me that it takes a tremendous amount of time and attention and effort on her part to subdue this body, bend this body to her will. From the distance that we, you know, the 2,400 miles that separates us, or that separate us. And so she may have stopped that, stopped trying so hard on that. Or, and what I think is more likely, is she had an afternoon or two with this guy. If that's the case, and her nights are still devoted to me, then that points to him being in a, you know, with zero effort on her part, he's just in an, you know, in an orbit around her, probably just going about some low-level occupation and awaiting her availability. And, you know, maybe that's happened. And then that would have been, you know, God, Holy Spirit, in some manner that I wasn't a party to or a witness to consciously, just broke off that depth, the depth of access that was given to her. She had to be absolutely loyal to me in order to kill me. And so the different take has been, this past week has been rough, quite rough. Two different things I'll point to. One is an exceptional ennui. You know, while I go without food, I tried a couple of times, made it to, I don't know, 8, 9, 10, 11, and then just broke and ate. This ennui is, and then also kind of a festering and an infestation of my inside or beneath my bindu point of my solar plexus. There's this cord, I guess you'd call it like the engine room of my frontal line, and it goes from like around my stomach, but then, you know, and then upwards towards the xiphoid process. And it's not really attached to, say, my esophagus or my organs, but it's just an engine zone, a zone of etheric accrual of energy. And that she has just sort of sat on or infested some, and just has weakened me, and my response typically is just to go get some food. And then lastly, which is, I think, most problematic, is, you know, Wednesday night, and especially, I think, was it Wednesday night, Thursday night? I think it was especially Wednesday night, but maybe it was really Thursday night, but I've been all day long, and then all night long, being racked, my heart has been just hammered with the harsh beats, the rapid beats, the off beats. The off beats means it skips a beat, it kind of hangs in the air, and then just crashes on this off beat, and that is just sends up such a destructive tone, this destructive vibration through my body. I'm there lying in my bed for, you know, and or on this mattress I've got, this camp mattress in the living room, because it's breezier there and not as hot during the day. It's where I'm living is too damn hot. And so I'll just lie down on my side with my arms extended down to my groin with my hands sort of wrapped around themselves as I'm rolling my shoulders forward, trying to apply a crushing or blocking move against this heart control that she has. And it's just been, it's been brutal. I've been at school in a daze Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week. It's let up some the last day or two, but I was not well yesterday. And I just feel off. I feel off. And I was feeling kind of hopeless in the middle of the night last night. You know, that's, I've gone, I think the last time I went hiking was Wednesday evening. And so that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's three nights, no exercise. Maybe it was Tuesday evening the last time, but I've gone several days where I just haven't had the energy for the for walking, which is not good. I need to move the chi, move this body. And then just some surrounding things, you know, so just that's been coming back. I'm happy that the joints have been spared largely, but I think there's a growing negative tension there. That's her. But not the spires and the, like, even now behind my right knee is like a twinge or a, what's, it's like there's a tautness in a nerve down there. That's just her globbing onto it. Yeah, don't appreciate this at all. I was going to say something. Yeah, I'm not even ready for an entry like this. I just figured, what the hell, let me do it. They've been chemtrailing the hell of this island the last, for weeks. I don't know if they're planning on some big fires here. Probably they are. Happy about it. Yeah, one other negative thing. Joints. Yeah, my energy level has been low. My sense of coherence, this is a human interacting with others, has been diminished. Oh yeah, really bad. Both my right toe, my right big toe and my left big toe, it's under the toe. It's like connecting the ball of your foot to the toe underneath the joint. Just like stabbing pain occasionally whenever she wants to just zap and pull, suck energy up out of me. And then also a tremendous deadness, loss of feeling. At the bottom of both heels, and it gets worse towards the evening. And I've been massaging them, but so there's basically been an assault on my overall energy system, which has been the case for a long time. And I just, you know, I guess she knows that there's real limits on. Real limits on her ability to move beyond me until I'm dead. And I think she understands that, and my demise, my infestation is hers for the taking. She doesn't have to do anything special. No. She just has to focus, maintain a focus on me. Not even an extraordinary focus. And she just has to steer clear of sex with other people. And I am weakening. So. Anyways, that's it. Wishing everyone an interesting ride in this life. May you, if you're seeking etheric knowledge, it's out there, it's in there. May you find it, and may your whole orientation, life orientation, be directed towards the betterment of man, towards the enlightenment of others, or else it's not going to go well for you. That's it. Over and out.